Well, this morning we have a guest in with us. We're going to talk a little bit about something that's been going on for a long time, and it's been very, very well attended over the years. We're going to talk about the Wyota All-School Alumni Reunion. Dave Hancock is the chairman of the Wyota Reunion Committee, and he's in with us here this morning. Dave, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Appreciate it a lot.
You invited me. I enjoyed the opportunity.
Well, I want to visit a little bit about this because I noticed you're looking for some volunteers yet and still and looking for some photos and things like that, memorabilia. It's always been interesting to me to see how loyal folks are. The school has been out of existence for over 50 years, yet you still get a steady stream of people each and every year, each and every time that you do a reunion, that really look forward to coming back and getting together again.
The Wyota people are sort of a unique group, I think. I think universally our experience in going to the Wyota school was good. Everybody has good memories of the school and of the people, their fellow students and so on. And in the earlier days, of course, most people stayed in the area. Now it's different. People graduate and scatter all over. But the last year of the school was 63, actually, with just the elementary schools. And in 61 and 62, the high school students were parceled out to either Anita or Atlantic, depending on where they lived. The elementary school continued for another 2 years, so it closed then in 1963. So that's been a long time ago, and people didn't scatter as much, so we do have a lot of our alumni that remained in the area. And those that did scatter didn't scatter too far, so we can still draw from people that are sort of in the area, although we do get people from California and Arizona and others that travel all the way back for the reunions. And there's just something about the Wyota atmosphere, I guess, that generates a loyalty. That you don't get. Plus, the classes were smaller, of course, than in the big schools. There was 14 in my graduating class in 1950, and they have been as low. I'll digress a moment. We recently started a project to digitalize all of the class graduation photos. And we're going to put those in a book. But I think the smallest graduating class was 3 in 1898, and that was the first year that they graduated anybody. And it has been as low as 7. I think in 61 was the highest, and I don't know the exact number, but there's a lot of pictures on that photo. So I would guess it's probably about maybe 16 or 17. So that's kind of the max at any time.
Well, and it looks like folks were pretty good about saving some of the memorabilia over the years, too, to share.
Yes, we have people on the committee and others that have a lot of memorabilia at home. And we have, for example, copies of the old Wyota Spectator newspaper, which was published in the 1930s, and it covered a lot of news about the Wyota school. The Wyota school itself, even though it was pretty small, published the Wyota Owl, which was our own little school newspaper, and it has lots of pictures of the basketball teams and so on, and stories about the school at that time.
The history of the Wyota school actually goes back pretty far. They haven't had any history here in the last 50-some years now, but the history goes back pretty far, and there were a lot of things that happened over time through there, and I'm always impressed by the relationship it seems like that the students had with the teachers in a small school like that, too. It just seems like there's that special relationship. Even teachers,
for a long time,
came back to the reunions.
They do, and they still do. Mrs. Christ attended the 2010 school reunion. She has unfortunately passed away since then, but she was one of the oldest teachers at the 2010 reunion. And in fact, uh, we kind of keep separate track of the how many teachers attend, and there still are a number of teachers that try to make it back. You were talking about the school history, a little bit about that. In 1857, a man, and I don't have his name right here, started teaching classes in the summertime in a log cabin. And then in 1870, they built the first frame school building in Wyota. It was just a simple one-room building. And then in 1880, 10 years later, they expanded it to a two-room school. And then in 1895, 15 years later, they made a third room. So even in 1895, it was still a fairly primitive building with just three rooms. And it was then 3 years later, as I mentioned, in 1898, that they graduated their first graduating class of three people. The modern brick building that everybody remembers and that is picture is used in our placemats in our reunions was constructed in 1920 and has remained all the time from 20 until, as I mentioned, in 63 when it was closed.
A lot of activity going on through there. You can be a small school, but that doesn't mean you have to have a small history. Wyota actually has quite a large history when you look back.
Yes, it does. And I don't have all the history of the Wyota itself, but one of the things that I did for the reunion was to take the pages of the old Spectator and others, and there's a little small book that was published years ago that is the history of Wyota, and it contained a lot of pictures back into the 1800s and early 1900s of Wyota with the dirt streets, of course, at that time. And I made copies of all of those and distributed them around the community center building where we held our reunion in 2010. And it was quite a hit because people really enjoyed seeing the history of Wyota way, way, way back when.
Oh, absolutely. And you're always looking for more people to become involved in the reunion process?
Yes, we have. I have about 12 people on the reunion committee right now. We would like to expand that some, and we've talked to about three or four people, and they're considering it. I put a little notice in the paper that anyone that is interested in joining our group, we got a real good group of people that have a lot of fun planning the activities and so on and getting ready for the reunion. And we'd like to have anybody that's interested in helping us with that to contact me, and we'd like to get you on the committee.
You bet. And there's probably still some photos and things out there that you guys don't have your hands on that you'd love to, I suppose, right?
Yes. This year, Frosty Taylor, who now lives in Arizona, but who is a Wyota graduate. She has about a 40-year history of publishing and journalism and so on. And she volunteered last reunion to put together a Wyota Memories book. And she's in the process of doing that right now. And she's looking for any memorabilia or pictures, even people's memories, personal memories of Wyota School. And she's asking that people send those to her. Yeah, they could either mail their information to Frosty Taylor at 2600 West Pinto Place, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85390. She also has an email. It's just as it's spelled, frostytaylor@cox.net. They can send things by email or mail them to her. And her plans are to put that book together and have it ready for the 2015 reunion, which is coming up on July the 10th and 11th of 2015.
Always planning ahead. Well, sadly, it's a closed group. You don't get any new members of the Wyota Reunion Group anymore, do you?
That's right. We are a finite society. We're a finite group. There's only so many that either graduated from the school, or our reunion includes everybody that went to the school at any time, whether they graduated or not. And so it is a finite group. There's only so many, and we have seen our numbers dwindle. I myself will be 82 here pretty soon, and so we've seen our numbers dwindle over the years, but it's amazing how many people still come out, make the effort to come out and enjoy it. It's a two-day affair. Friday, we assemble over at the Wyota Firehouse and have a kind of a picnic dinner. Last year we had a little small car show with that, and people just mingle and have fun and reminisce about the old days and see their old friends and so on. And we do that on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, we hold the graduation banquet at the community center in Atlantic. And that's an affair with, as they said, lots of stuff to look at and so on. And we have a program, usually have a featured speaker. And then we recognize various people in the audience as the oldest member and the ones that came the farthest and those kinds of things. There's a lady by the name of Marcella Heyman, who is a 1937, I think it is, 37 or 38 graduate. And she made it last time, and I'm hoping she'll make it this time. So she's the oldest person and the oldest graduate. And then we have those as young as those that graduated or even went to the school in the lower grades when it was closed. So, yeah, it's a great two-day affair, and I guess that's why people keep coming back.
There's something special about small schools. It's you can forget about the school, but you can't forget about all the great times and the great memories and the great camaraderie that you've had since then, too. Very good. Well, Dave, best of luck to you. If anybody has any information they'd like to share or they'd like to be a part of that in some way, shape, or form, you can always contact Dave here in town. It's a good thing some of those folks got together several years ago and decided that maybe we should start a reunion thing. And it's kind of grown into something neat, hasn't it?
Yes, I might comment on that. Before 1970, there were some ad hoc get-togethers. A few people would get together and decide to have a little reunion, and they would just limit it to a single class or whatever. In 1970, six ladies got together. One lady in particular was Elsie Paulson, and they invited, they thought it would be a good idea to invite several classes, so they invited the 36 to 44 classes, and they held a 1971 reunion, and 130 people attended that one. And they decided to do it every 5 years. In 76, they said, well, let's expand it a little more. So they asked the 20s and the 30s and the 40s to join them, and they had 311 people attended. And in 81, they said, let's just open it up to everybody that went to the school, and they did. And in 1981, the reunion had 470 people. Since then, it's been held every 5 years. As I mentioned earlier, I think our 2010 attendance was 255, which is still a lot when you consider that that's 50 or 60 years or so.
That's right.
So that's kind of interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah, when you consider that the most recent graduates of the Wyota High School are, what, in their late 60s, early 70s now.
Yeah.
So yeah, you would you would certainly think that that's a great accomplishment to get that many people to be able to come back, to be willing to come back and have some fun too. So, well, very good. Well, if folks would like to know more about what's going on and get involved, again, you can contact Dave Hancock. He'd be happy to put you in the right direction there and get you involved. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.